Richard Martin's Wake Up Call podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Hello, everyone. This is your show, The Wake Up Call, coming to you from Malaysia. And I am Richard Martin, and today is Monday, the 1st of February, 2016. Well, here's a toxic cocktail for you, if ever there was one. American corporations borrowed more in the years following the financial crisis than ever before. Debt was dirt cheap, even for the riskiest borrowers, and they went out and sold bonds and borrowed from banks and blew the proceeds on funding operating losses, bought each other out in a record-breaking wave of mergers and acquisitions, and bought back their own shares. Not enough went into productive investments to help their businesses grow and thrive. This has been one of the reasons the economic recovery has been so crummy. Business investment is crucial, and there just wasn't enough. And now it's getting even worse. Over $1.8 trillion of U.S. corporate bonds are rated below investment grade, having doubled since the financial crisis. But for these junk-rated borrowers' corporate bonds, the cost of borrowing have been rising. At the bottom end, bonds rated triple C or lower sport an average yield of nearly 20%. These companies could no longer afford to raise money via bond offerings. At the upper end of the junk bond field, just below investment grade, the average yield has risen to 6.5% from 4.5% in 2014. These companies can still borrow, but it's getting much more expensive. Even investment-grade borrowers have seen their costs rise. To give you an idea of just how difficult it is for junk-rated companies to issue bonds, according to S&P Capital's IQ's LCDHY Weekly, January has been the slowest start to any year since the financial crisis in January 2009. The trailing four-week average junk bond issuance plunged 85% from the same period last year to a minuscule $1.5 billion. The rising cost of debt, quote-unquote, has to dull your willingness to invest going forward. Rick Riedler, CIO of Global Fixed Income at BlackRock, told Bloomberg TV, quote-unquote, as costs rise, U.S. companies face even greater challenges investing, and that will put a drag on the economy. This comes in an environment where profit margins are under pressure, where sales of S&P 500 companies have been shrinking for an entire year, and where their net profits are likely to have declined for three quarters in a row. This is the toxic cocktail for business investment. And it has started to show up in the official numbers. Orders for non-military capital goods, excluding aircraft, a measure of investment in business development equipment, fell 4.3% in December on a monthly basis, the sharpest drop in 10 months. They're down 8.1% year over year. These orders are what companies use to build and expand their businesses, update their technologies and equipment, become more competitive, and move their companies forward. These orders, at $65.87 billion in December, were the lowest since October 2013, at $64.1 billion, then September 2012, $64.5 billion, and November 2011 at 64.47 billion. This was also the lower end of the range in 2006 and 2007, which speaks of long-term stagnation of business investment interrupted by violent cutbacks during the financial crisis. Neither quantitative easing nor zero interest rate policy that made borrowing historically cheap, nor a soaring stock market had any positive impact on business investment. There was the mini-boom from October 2013 to September 2014 when capital goods hit an all-time peak of 73.9 billion and when hope began to circulate that businesses would finally invest again, that the drought was over. But then it all came unglued and investment in capital goods has since plunged 11%. The broadest measure, orders of all durable goods, dropped 5.1% in December to $225.4 billion, the lowest since Polar Vortex February 2015 and then October 2013. Excluding transportation equipment, where volatile aircraft orders plunged 29.4% in December, durable goods orders still fell 1.2%. This pullback was broad-based and not exactly encouraging. But US companies can't blame the strong dollar, which these days conveniently gets blamed for just about everything when blaming the weather won't do. The strong dollar makes imported components and equipment cheaper and has no impact on domestically produced equipment. So it should have encouraged investment. But no, the collapse of oil and gas investments has had some impact on the recent decline in business investment. But in prior years, when oil and gas investments were booming, overall business investment was already stagnating. Without oil and gas, it would have looked even more miserable. Years of quantitative easing and zero interest rate policy simply failed to generate a tsunami of investment in productive activities and thus economic growth. Instead, this frightful Fed policy pushed financial engineering in the form of share buybacks and mergers and acquisitions to new levels that have left corporate America more leveraged, more fragile, and more financially unstable than ever before. As companies are starting to grapple with the consequences of their financial engineering strategies in this environment, business investment is going to be relegated to an afterthought. And this will be a further whack down for the already limping economy. The credit market is in turmoil, and distressed corporate debt has reached Lehman moment levels. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that will be it for the general show. The donors will find the rest of the show on the audio file coming to you shortly. And for everyone else, I would like to wish you all a very good week ahead, and I will be back at the same time, same place, on Friday with more of the same. So, until then, this is Richard Martin saying bye-bye. Have a nice week.
And there you have it. You decide.